Friday, the 15th of March. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. This week, we're going to look at the Gospel reading for Sunday. And once again, we've got one of those long readings from the Gospel of St. John. And John's Gospel often is like this. Sometimes we get a really nice story, but often what we get is Jesus kind of talking about himself in very symbolic language that can be very difficult for us kids to understand. So we're not going to think about the whole gospel. We're just going to think about one little moment in the gospel that Jesus wants us to see. So Jesus uses a simile. What's a simile, guys, or a metaphor? Similes and metaphors, they're things that tell us about how the world is, aren't they? And a simile is when you say something is like something else. Right. So, Jesus is saying that the kingdom of heaven and what's happening to him, that he himself, the whole thing that's happening to him is like this. It's like when a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, and then it's born again and becomes a rich harvest. So here are the actual words. Unless a grain of wheat falls on the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest. So that's a very rich metaphor. It's not a simile, sorry, it's a metaphor. And what's going on in that metaphor? Let's just unpack it and have a look at what's going on inside of it. So Jesus is saying he is like the grain of wheat. He is the grain of wheat, right? What does that mean? What does Jesus mean he is the grain of wheat? Well, he kind of says this thing. If the grain of wheat doesn't die, if it kind of holds on to its life and it doesn't let itself die, then nothing happens. Nothing special happens. What can we do with grains of wheat? Really, there are only two things we can do that we see as useful. The one is we can grind the grain of wheat down so it becomes flour, and then we can make bread from it. The other is we can plant it in the ground. And if we plant it in the ground, in a way, the grain of wheat dies. In a way, the grain of wheat ceases to be a grain of wheat, and it becomes something else. It becomes the beginning of the wheat plant, and then the wheat plant will grow and will bear from a single grain of wheat, you can get many, many, many grains of wheat because it's a grass and so it has lots and lots of grains. So what's Jesus really saying? What's this metaphor really saying? The whole of this gospel, Jesus is talking in one way or another about the fact that he's going to die, that he's going to Jerusalem and he's going to die. And when he dies, what is Jesus doing? He's giving up his life for us. And so we become the rich harvest, the many grains of wheat. He dies and he calls us to himself. We are his followers, you and I. All of us who have been baptized, who are called Christians, we are followers of Jesus. We have become that rich harvest, the many grains of wheat. And so on the one hand, he's kind of telling us about himself. He's telling us about what's going to happen. And on the other hand, Jesus is also asking that we be a bit like that, that we think about what needs to die in our lives so that we might live. You might ask, well, what do you mean by that, Francis? I don't want to die. Well, okay, no one wants to die. That's true, and at some point we all do, because that's what it means to be a human being. But I think Jesus is really talking about some of the things inside ourselves, that there are things that can die inside us that are good to die, like our selfishness and our meanness and our bitchiness and our bullyingness and our nastiness. And that when we let these things die in our heart, when we are kind and gentle and loving and caring, we bear a rich harvest of love and friendship in the world. And that there's something about that that needs to happen for you and me. That when we hear this reading, I want you to think about, well, what needs to die in my heart so that something else can be born? My anger, my irritation, my wanting to be the first in everything at school and getting cross if I don't get that. Those things need to die, huh? So that something better can be born. My love for other people. My generosity. My joy in seeing other people do well. Let's close our eyes now. Jesus, you died to redeem us from sin. And so we ask that sin might die in us and that we might become better children, better able to follow you in love and peace and in joy. Amen.